Good morning, everybody. I'm Brad Wagenknecht. I'm the vice chair of the personnel committee. Marcy, call us to, well, you, I'll call us to order. You call our roll.
On the roll for the personnel committee meeting of September 6, 2019, Director Barrett.
Here.
Director Chavez.
Here.
Director Groom. Director Haggerty.
The grin.
Director Hudson. Director Ju, Director Miley, Director Rice.
She's here.
That's okay. Director Sinks, Committee Vice Chair Wagenknecht.
Here.
Committee Chair Sparing. We have a quorum.
Yeah, Director Joy. And it's he's on the list. Maybe he's not on your list.
He's on the agenda.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm sorry, he was not on my list, Director Joya.
Ah, that's what.
Okay.
And today we're, let's say the Pledge of Allegiance. Please join me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I have to talk to her about that.
Now you are going to get in trouble. Okay. Let's move along.
Does she see us?
Public comment. Is there any public comment? Okay. Approval of the minutes of the February 20th meeting.
So moved.
I got a motion.
Sorry.
Second, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed?
Oh, we gotta do roll call?
No, not for minutes.
Any abstentions? That passes. Now we're gonna conduct interviews and consider recommendations to the board for the candidates to appoint the Air District Hearing Board. Who is gonna introduce this for me?
I can introduce it for you. Good morning, Vice Chair Wagenknecht. Members of the Personnel Committee. This is a presentation that you've seen before. We have a couple of interviews today for the Hearing Board. You'll remember the Hearing Board is our quasi-judicial body that rules on cases having to do with individual facilities. It's authorized to hear requests for variance relief by facilities permit, revocation, and abatement orders requested by the Air District and appeals by permit applicants. Interested third parties concerning the issuance or denial of the Air District's permits. The Hearing Board consists of five members and their alternates in the following categories. We have the professional engineer category, attorney, medical profession, and two members of the public. The Hearing Board members serve terms of 3 years and they're eligible for reappointment up until they've served 15 years, consecutive years. So this is a bit of an eye test on your handout, but you can see here we have a couple of vacancies on the Hearing Board currently. One is our professional engineer, the principal position, and the second is a alternate position in the medical category.
Just to be clear today, really just interviewing for the engineer position.
That's right.
Right.
We posted for both. And we received applications for both. There was one person in the medical category that regrettably had to be in surgery today and so was unable to be here for the interview. So we're going to postpone that interview for the next personnel committee meeting.
We don't want somebody to die because we had them.
You'll remember we met in, I think it was March of this year, to interview candidates. And we did not select the principal category at that time. We wanted to go back out, receive more applications. We've done so, and we have two folks here today to interview with you. So I believe those folks are here. So whenever the board is ready, we can begin that process.
Well, let's just quickly, you can see the questions, and normally what we've done is try to apportion those out. Does anybody, at this point, you probably have them memorized. Is there anybody that would like to take a question? Okay. Then we'll just do that. We'll just
go in order.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in charge. Thank you. We'll just go. We'll start with you.
Which is mine.
We'll start with you, Katie. Yes. And we'll go to Rod. And we'll go to Teresa. And we'll go to Scott. I'll just finish up at the end. And we'll go to John.
So I'm number five?
Yes. Okay. And then Tyrone.
And you can close up the last three.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's that big a deal. And I'll close this off. I'll start us off just, and we'll introduce ourselves. Oh.
Yeah, I got him.
Cindy.
Yeah, that's okay. I think it would be odd for them to hear a voice from back here. So I'm okay with listening. Thank you, though, for being inclusive.
You're larger than life here.
You're a giant looming over me in particular here.
You'll have nightmares.
Sorry about that.
Okay. I think we're all set.
Okay, great. Our first candidate this morning is Ms. Catherine Fortney, who serves currently as the alternate engineer on the hearing board.
Good. Can I ask a question?
Yes.
If we select Ms. Fortney to be the permanent person, her position would then be open?
That's correct.
If we thought this other applicant were okay for that position, could we fill that? Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Another question? Chair? I'm wondering if, do alternates typically attend hearing board meetings, or do they come only when the primary cannot?
Ordinarily, they attend a couple of meetings early on to get a feel for how the process works, but then their attendance is only required when there's a need for them to sit on the dais.
Thank you.
Okay. Good. I think we're all set. Catherine. I'm Brad Wagenknecht. I'm on the Air Board from Napa County. And we'll just quickly introduce ourselves, and then we assign questions to everybody so that you'll get a fair hearing at this point, and so we'll be able to visit.
I'm Teresa Barrett from Sonoma County. Nice to meet you.
Rod Sinks from Santa Clara County.
Katie Rice, also a Catherine with a C, from Marin County.
Another one.
Behind is Cindy Chavez from Santa Clara County.
Hi, Cindy.
Hello.
Tyrone. Tyrone Jay from the City and County of San Francisco.
John Joy from Contra Costa County.
Scott Haggerty, Alameda County.
Hi.
Good. And we're going to take, 15, 20 minutes and ask you some questions.
Okay.
Thank you for serving as long as you have, and then for applying for the principal position, Catherine. So we have your resume and stuff in front of us and answers to the questions, but if you want to just sort of summarize your education for folks who are listening and work experience, and maybe call out what you think in terms of your experience really sort of will help assist the hearing board in terms of being on this principal position in reviewing and deciding cases.
Okay. Well, my name is Catherine Fortney, and my educational background is
Can you speak into the microphone?
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Catherine Fortney, and I have degrees in chemistry and chemical engineering, and I've been a registered professional engineer in chemical engineering in the state of California since 1979, so 40 years more or less.
Yeah.
And I've practiced as an engineer for 42 years. I worked at the Bay Area Air Quality District for 27 years. From 1991, I retired in 2008, last year. And in August of last year, I came to be an alternate hearing board member for the category of professional engineers. And while I was at the Bay Area Air Quality District, I practiced in many different things that the air quality district covers, including general permitting, including Title V permitting and construction of general permit and Title V permit conditions, rural development, back determination for specific projects, including emission limitations, emissions inventory construction, and integration of district programs with other state agencies, such as the Water Board and the California Energy Commission, and also the federal program for prevention of significant deterioration. And determination of permit conditions for Title V conditions, maybe mainly, and general toxic air emissions permitting and operation considerations. From 1991 to 2010, I worked largely in toxic emissions inventory development, including inventories used to determine the district's compliance with the state's AB 2588 program for toxic air emission reporting and mitigation. And from 2000 to 2018, I worked largely in toxic, performing health risk assessments and toxic health risk screens for new source permitting within the district that could potentially transfer mitigation measures under AB 2588. From 1991 to around 2010, I was a member of the statewide committee for determination of the allocation of state and district fees for the AB 2588 program. And I represented our district, and we actually developed the initial formula, the initial program for determining how the fees were to be allocated among the districts based on the actual emissions rather than on arbitrary numbers like non-toxic emissions, which they had done in the first few years. And then they adopted our program of weighted emissions, weighted toxic emissions, because that would more closely represent what the program was trying to do. And we felt that that was a better way of allocating the fees. And this formula was then adopted by the state and most of the other large districts. Some of the smaller districts are still just gave their emissions to the state to determine their fees, but all of the large districts adopted some version of our initial program. I retired from the district in May 2018 and then became an alternate member representing the professional engineering category, and I have actually attended a few meetings for the and I found them very interesting. Issues before the board often involve disputes over interpretations of rules and regulations, including district-issued permit considerations. And I, having spent many years constructing and evaluating permit applications and operating conditions for new sources, I feel like I would be in a good position to determine whether an action such as a variance would be an appropriate action for a facility that is not in compliance with district rules and regulations, or whether another action such as a compliance action might be more suitable. This would include consideration of both the letter of the law as well as the intent of the district in adopting the laws. In the board's consideration of my application for an alternate hearing member, the questions arose as to whether I could be impartial in evaluating different interpretations of regulations and permit conditions in cases where the district and the applicant have differing interpretations. And I think that those issues can be handled by adherence to the general ethical principles required by AB 1234 and the Fair Political Practices Commission, which we have to basically have training in before we can act on the board. So I think that basically would cover most of the instances in which came up which I might possibly have a conflict of interest. And in the case of a conflict of interest, I would obviously have to recuse myself from any action on the hearing board.
And we'll get to ask about that.
Oh, okay, sure.
Right.
So that's kind of what I have.
Well,
your answer was so complete. I'll ask this question anyway.
Okay.
And we're going to do that of both applicants. Okay. If you'd like to elaborate on anything you've said, please discuss your knowledge and experience regarding air quality matters.
Yeah.
And I
kind of just did, but.
Yeah, I know. So.
Basically, as I said, I've been working for the district. I started in 1991 and retired in 2018. And during that time, I worked mostly in the toxic air contaminants section. And we started out, that program in 1991 just started out when AB 2588 had just been adopted a couple of years earlier, 1987. And we were, I kind of was dropped in just when I got here into developing a program that we could adopt to address the problems that the district had with plants. I don't know if you remember back at that time, the district ended up determining that a lot of the plants could not meet the technical terms of AB 2588, and they were reluctant to go out and make any changes to their operating conditions to bring them down to appropriate levels. And the district went out and published a list of what they call the Dirty 30. I mean, again, I don't know, this is a long time ago, but that public pressure did bring a lot of them into line, and eventually everybody went through and adopted operating practices that could bring them into compliance with state, and, state, federal, and local regulations. Then after that, around year 2000, it started getting more complex, and we started doing what we called health risk assessments, which would take their inventories, and we would calculate based on regular formulas that were produced by the EPA that took into consideration meteorological conditions and emissions from the facility itself and the toxicity of those emissions, and took those to determine a very conservative view of how much that would affect their nearby neighbors in terms of the cancer risk, in terms of cancer risk in a million, and non-cancer risk based on health risk values. So that was most of what I did from about 2000 to 2018. That was my
job. We'll stipulate that you have that.
Yeah.
That experience.
So thank you. I also appreciate looking at the table here that, yeah, since you were appointed, you attended the two of three hearing board meetings.
Yeah.
As
alternate.
And one of those
so
I had
you.
To recuse myself from because one of the person okay. who was representing it was the person who had actually hired me to come into the district, right. And that just didn't quite seem right.
Right. And very briefly, did you were you involved in 1118?
Very, very briefly. Carol Allen was and is developing that, and she was my supervisor. So she had certain small tasks that
Great.
She gave to me for, you know, putting together, determining which facilities might be affected by it and things like that. But it was not my major focus.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Teresa. Thank
you. Do you have any experience serving on other boards and, or commissions?
No, I retired in 2018. I applied for and was accepted to be on the grand jury for the San Mateo County, but I recused myself from that after a few sessions because it looked like it was going to, I was not going to be able to give my full effort to it, and I didn't feel like it was fair to stay on the
okay.
board.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What interests you most about serving on the hearing board?
The operations of the district are very interesting and kind of intricately put together. I mean, in terms of the laws and regulations and the construction of applications and construction of permit conditions, and I find it very interesting. I enjoyed the job very much when I was in it, and I really missed it after I left, and then I thought this would be a way that I could put some of my knowledge of the way the regulations are supposed to operate into practice as a person outside the district. And you know, I just thought that my background and my history would be valuable, and I would enjoy doing it.
For
members, thanks for your service on the hearing board and for your service at the district for all those years.
Oh, thank you.
So can you identify if you have any personal or professional background, anything in your personal or professional background that could potentially be a conflict? And you've talked about a case where you actually recused yourself because
right.
of a relationship with a former, you know, someone who had hired you. But is there anything else, or do you have, like, for example, a client relationship with a facility permitted by the Air District, or a relationship with an air quality advocacy organization that could potentially bring a case to the hearing board?
I don't have any association with any outside agencies that might have a conflict with that. The only conflicts that I could see that would occur would be with any facility with which I had a very close working relationship. I can think of only two.
You're saying working relationship when you worked for the district.
There's no relationship
now. No
relationship now, and had a strong relationship then with two large facilities. But the rest of them, I don't think I mean, basically they're working people came and went, and it was
right.
I would be unusual if the people I was dealing with were still there.
Right.
Again, is the district the one with Tesla was a little unusual because the person had hired me, had really taught me for the first several years that I was there, and I just felt that was a conflict
right.
that was unavoidable.
Thank you.
My question might be longer than your answer, but here goes. The hearing board meets 2 to 3 times a month, almost always on Tuesdays. The meetings typically run about 3 hours, and on rare occasions, all day. In addition, hearing board members may spend approximately 2 hours reviewing materials in advance of a hearing. Given this schedule, do you believe you have sufficient time to devote to the hearing board activities?
Yes, I do, especially since I'm no longer on the grand jury.
Great, thank you.
Let's see. Did you have any questions for us at this point?
I don't think so. I think this is more or less as far as I'm concerned, a work in progress. I think the best training for this is attending the hearings and seeing how other people do it. I found the other hearing board members to be very helpful mm-hmm. and willing to basically train me up from ground zero on how a hearing board officer works mm-hmm. and what you're supposed to address and what you are supposed to be considering and what not. I find that very helpful.
We expect that you'd be able to hit the ground running. Good.
I would hope so.
Thank you. Did anybody have any comments that they needed to make at this point? No. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's all we have.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's a good start. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You have something.
Don't be intimidated.
Yeah.
Oh, put those back.
I do have other ones, I think.
Yeah,
I have another one here.
Don't let him bully you.
Okay. Everybody had enough time to.
Do you want these?
No, you'll do that.
Keep it going.
So our next candidate, Chair WagonConnect, is Sakchit Chetman, and I believe he is here and ready, and so we'll have him brought in.
Sakchit?
I believe so.
Okay.
Glasses.
cheat. That's how we're working on it.
Could say Mr. Mon.
There we go.
Yeah. Hi. Nice to meet you and have a seat here. I think you have the light on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Sachit.
Sachet, yes. Sachet. I go by Chet. So,
Chet, okay.
Yeah.
Makes it easy.
Or Mr. Mon.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I'm Brad Wagenknecht. I'm on the Air Board. I'm the vice chair of this committee, the Personnel Committee, and I'm on the Air Board from Napa County. We're just going to quickly introduce ourselves so you know who's sitting before you.
Okay.
I'm Teresa Barrett. I'm from the city of Petaluma and the county of Sonoma.
I'm Dave Hudson from the city of Santa Barbara and the county of Contra Costa. Ron Sitz from the city of Pocatino, county of Santa Barbara.
Katie Rice from the county of Marin.
And behind us all is Cindy Chavez. Behind us all. Behind us.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Is Cindy Chavez from Santa Clara County.
John Joy from Contra Costa County.
So welcome. We portioned out some questions so that we were asking the same questions of the candidates. So we're trying to be fair that way.
Sure.
And we're going to rotate around.
Okay, sounds great.
All right. Well, good morning, Chet or Mr. Mon. Thank you so much for applying for the hearing board, and this is for the professional engineering category. And we have your resume and where you have your paperwork, but if you would like to summarize your education and work experience and explain how you would use your expertise to assist the hearing board in reviewing and deciding cases.
My background is in mechanical engineering. A lot of my work is in the environmental acoustics. But I also had experience with air quality analysis through using emissions and dispersion models. And actually, I'm interested in this position because I was applying for the for the public side, and I was interested in that because I think my background will give a better, a good understanding of what air quality policies and the impacts from the air quality side. So, but my background is half in noise and half in air quality.
Hi, Chet. Can you tell us a little bit more, elaborate on your air quality experience?
A lot of my air quality work is from out of state in Arizona, where we use MOVES for air quality analysis for roadway projects. And transit projects, and then
can you elaborate and help us understand how the roadway projects have to do with air quality and what your role was in that?
My role in that was doing the analysis for roadway improvements. So in this case, it was say if there's a widening of a roadway, mm-hmm. We look at if the air quality, ozone concentration, particulate matters, if the complies with the standards that are set by EPA and also by the management district. So in this case, if there's a point source or roadway source, I have a better understanding of what some of the impacts are and some of the criteria associated with. So my understanding of the national ambient air quality criteria pollutants. So that, I think, gives me a better understanding, or give me an understanding of functioning on, for this position.
Thank you.
Director Barrett.
Could you please discuss any experience you might have serving on other boards or commissions?
I haven't. This would be a learning experience for me. So I'm kind of nervous at the same time. But this would be a learning experience for me. And part of it is because I'm interested in air quality and just in general. And from a public side, it's I just want to know more about it and know more about the process. So this is my first time serving on a board of this nature. And it would be a learning experience, and I hope that, like, my background contribute to it.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you. Director Haggerty.
So what excites you most about being on the hearing board?
About here, about this board?
Yeah. What interests you?
I think a lot of my work has been on the technical side, on the modeling side. So this gives me a better understanding of the permitting process, the applications, and the what some of the industry goes through. And like right now, my work I'm doing it's. Troubleshooting panels for ozone generation units. So, when fruits and produce are transferred overseas, they use ozone to minimize ripening of fruits and contaminations. So, and as I know, like, ozone is one of the pollutant criteria. So, what interested me about this position is like to see the policy side of it, like how does something like that affect the community and affect the Bay Area. And I think for me it's more also learning about the policies, because that's and how that applies to the industry.
Okay, thank you.
Director Joya. So first, thanks for applying. Appreciate your interest. Is there anything in your personal or professional background that would conflict with serving on the hearing board? For example, do you have a client relationship with a facility that has a permit with the air board, or do you have a relationship with an air quality advocacy organization that could potentially bring a case to the hearing board?
No, I don't think so, because most of my work right now is noise-related, environmental noise. So I don't have any air quality
clients that would have permits right. with the air district.
I don't have any clients
Good.
That way.
Thanks.
Director Jew.
Can I say just a quick follow-up to that? Does the firm that you work for have any kind of clients that might have air quality? Do you represent air quality issues? The firm you work for represent industry on air quality issues?
No, I don't think so. I thought it was interesting because they produce ozone, but for refrigerant containers. So I was talking to the president of the company, and it's like, no, it doesn't. There's no conflict because it's localized, and I don't think they have it's permitted, or they need a permit to operate.
Here's my question. The hearing board meets 2 to 3 times a month, almost always on Tuesdays. Meetings typically run 3 hours and on rare occasions all day. In addition, hearing board members may spend approximately 2 hours reviewing materials in advance of a hearing. Given this schedule, do you believe that you have sufficient time to devote to the hearing board activities?
I do, yeah.
Great, thanks.
Director Haggerty.
I'm sorry, maybe I'm going to say something, but your light's cut. Oh, I'm sorry.
So are you newly employed with a company? Or am I not reading this right?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I'm so just on the
Who are you employed? I mean, because this, as of when you did this, it said you were unemployed, if I'm reading it right. Yeah.
The latest, my latest position, is that what you're talking about?
I don't, are you talking about your latest position? Or are you, I'm trying to figure out, are you employed by a company now?
Oh, it's a contractor. I was just a contractor to prepare panels for them.
Okay, because that's not on here.
Oh, okay, okay. I think the latest one was on LSA.
LSA.
Yeah, I just recently started with them, like the beginning of August.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You, given the schedule, you believe you have sufficient time to be on the hearing to do the hearing board?
I do. Okay, yeah.
Good. Did you have any questions from the members at this point?
Not at this moment.
Okay. And did anybody did anybody here have any follow-up questions? We want to thank you for doing this and for taking the time to come down and interview for this, and I realize how stressful it can, you get a board full of people, and we're relatively used to this type of activity, but you may not be, and this would be kind of intimidating. So thank you for coming down and sharing your thoughts with us and your interview.
Yeah, I think this thing for me, this position is a learning experience, like I said before. I want to learn more about the policy. I have a mission background, a modeling background, a technical background. But there's so many stuff that's here in the Bay Area or in California that's different than out of state.
Yeah.
So it's a learning experience, and I just want to see where it leads to.
That's good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Give you a moment to fill in your forms if you need to fill that in, and I do it live. I think we could just go around and nominate ourselves and do this relatively quickly. It is just two people.
I'll start.
Okay. Director Barrett.
Yeah, I think we should recommend Miss, I'm trying to get her last name right here.
Fortney.
Fortney for the main position and leave the other position open.
I second that.
I got a motion and a second. But let's
I was thinking exactly the same thing just from reading the resumes. I'm intrigued by what the guy has. I get more and more. And I was going to ask the question, because they read the bylaws and underline it, we could have an alternate for each person. So if we had two seats, we could actually have two alternates.
Yep. The statute requires five hearing board members, and then for each of those slots, you can have an alternate for each one.
Okay. I don't think that, and I tried to reach for it, that he'd be the alternate. I think the recommendation of the motion is third of them.
Did anybody else have anything they wanted to add at this point? I've got a motion in the second and a third at this point. Cindy, did you? Okay.
No, that sounds good. That sounds like the right direction.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Director Haggerty. Yeah, so Millbury San Mateo, right?
Yes.
So yes, I'm sorry.
We're getting heavy peninsula. And also very heavy San Mateo. So when we go out to reach out for the alternate position, we might want to do some focusing outreach into the other counties that aren't currently represented.
Sure. Yeah. If I can jump ahead of it and stay on that is one of the reasons why I gave him a second look, Scott,
because he's Alameda. I underlined it 15 minutes. I couldn't make the stretch to grab it. Yeah. But I see your point is extremely important to me. You've got to get other counties in here.
Yep. Good point. At this point,
Did we vote on that? I have a.
I'm just about to.
Okay, and then I have another matter regarding the hearing board.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor, say aye.
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 I don't know where that was coming from. But okay. All those opposed? That passes unanimously. Chair Rice.
Yeah, I just was looking at the attendance records of the current board appointees, and I noticed that one of them, our vice chair, hasn't been able or hasn't attended quite a few meetings, and I understand that there may be nothing in the bylaws around that requires attendance or in the absence of attendance triggers someone stepping off. But I'm just wondering if it would make sense to inquire with Mr. Ralph if he still has an interest in serving, and it just I don't know if we have a policy or a procedure around that, but.
We will follow up with that. Yeah, it's obviously a concern. There isn't the hearing board members are appointed for a term of years, which means they can only be removed for misconduct, and that's a very narrowly defined thing under state law. So the board can't unappoint them, and I think some of you have been here long enough to know the outcome of attempting to unappoint hearing board members.
Yeah, no, this isn't about unseating. Yeah. It's more about an inquiry.
Right, exactly, and we will do exactly that.
Not an inquiry as in an inquisition, more like just a question.
Well, thank you for that clarification.
So if we wanted to change the rules to hold attendance as an important criterion, for continued service, we'd have to have a change to state law?
That is correct.
Okay.
These are appointments for a term of years, and they are very carefully prescribed.
Well, that sounds really easy to do. Thanks.
Yeah. You're most welcome.
Thank you. At this point, is there any post-public comment? Seeing none, committee member, we've kind of done that. So at this point, we will adjourn at the call of the chair. We are adjourned.
Thank you.